In yeshiva today, the Rebbeim, all the Talmidim, Yeshus and Rabbi Eichmann, now the last 24 hours before the Yom HaKadosh. Okay, 4 hours from now we'll already send Tefillah Zaka. People often say in a light-hearted way that a Matzoi Yom Kippur, right after Ne'ilah, so we once again daven Maariv, once again say Slach Lanu, once again say Achzireinu B'Shuva Shleimu L'Fanecha, but we just spend 24 hours, 25 hours. So usually people respond that the way that we say Kriya Shema in Devon Marad right after Ne'ilah, such a rush, we already need to ask for Mechila. But the question is, and the Emma says, that's not the way to look at it. The Emma says that, the way to look at it is that Klal Yisrael spent 25 hours davening, the Chalishos Aguf, from the fast. Because Baruch has given us all Kapora. Yachal Pi came, the Dindu Rabbonim, the Davin, the Nusach HaTfilah. So Klal Yisrael, I'm concerned for those who are weak, and I'm concerned for keeping the Nusach and Dindu Rabbonim. But the emphasis is that Chazal asked a similar question. Chazal asked in Rosh Hashanah, Kiman Matzlina Ne'idna, according to which man the Omar to be Davin. The Gemara points out that the Machlekes Tanoim is to how the Yom Adin is executed. Mishmei Morim. Morim says two basic groups of Tanoim. Rav Yosi and Rav Nosson who say that we are judged every single day. Rav Nosson says several times during the course of a day. And Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda Mishmol who say that we are judged on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, also with slight variations. So the Gemara says, "Keman Masina Ha'idna." So who do we paskin like? Because on the one hand, we follow the position of Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, the Sanatoykev, the Kehler Echdin, Avinu Malkeinu, Kosveinu. So we follow the view that we are now in the Yemei Adin, and now we had a Kesiva and a Chesima and Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, after Yom Kippur, till next Elul, we'll daven every day. We'll say Rafa'inu every day. When we visit a chola, an ill person, we'll daven on their behalf. So, Kiman Masina Ha'idna, are we Reb Yosi, Reb Nosson, or are we Reb Meir, Reb Yishmor, Reb Yehuda? Gemara points out that the two Lashonis and the two groups in the Beis HaMedrash, and there are those who said that we're like Reb Yosi. We follow Reb Yosi Shita. How Reb Yosi's Rosh Hashanah and Kippur look like is the Machlekes Rishonim, the Machlekes Achronim. But one can well imagine that his that their Rosh Hashanah was not that much different than our Rosh Hashanah. He wouldn't say Nisan HaTokif or anything like Nisan HaTokif. He wouldn't say the killer Eruch Din. Tia Shofer, Melech Elyon, Malchius, Zechroin HaShofers. The Gemara says, V'ibah Yisema, but there's another approach that we follow Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah Yishmael, that these are Yimei Adin, but we follow Rabbi Yitzchak. Yofet Tzaoka Afil Yachim Zardin. So we have a Zardin, we have the Chsiva, the Chsima, but Yofet Tzaoka Afil Yachim Zardin, and from Matzor Yom Kippur till next Rosh Chodesh Elul, we're davening because it's good to daven even Liyachim Zardin. Machlokes between the two days in the Beis HaMedrash is, do we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak? Do we paskin Yofet Tzaoka Afil Liyachim Zardin? Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin, Rosh Hashanah, there's a Machlokes Hanon, whether it makes sense to daven after there's a Gzar Din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mara says that the Machlokes Tanaim is, do we follow Rabbi Yitzchak Shita? Is a Gzar Din final and overwhelmingly immutable? Maybe Al Yidei Tzibur, maybe in unusual circumstances, or is the Gzar Din a Gzar Din, and then we can daven weiter that the Gzar Din should be removed? The Gemara says that Machlokes is Tanoim, and the Ritva and the Miri say that we follow the Sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak. So we understand, like Rabbi Meir, Yehuda Bishmol, in different ways that these are Yemei Adin. Well, Nechtovimin, Nechtomin, L'chaim. And there's a Gzar Din in place. And the Gzar Din is wide-ranging. Maybe he spells it out in the Dorm and he makes the same point. The Ritva makes this point in Shoshana, maybe in the Dorm, and that's how we paskin. We paskin with Yitzchak. The Gzar Din is a Gzar Din, L'chaim. The Moses is in Beya, that it's a Oysev Shel Adam. In all of our expenses, chutz mi yitzoris Shabbos v'yomtiv, v'yitzos bonu l'talmud Torah, all determined. So the course of the din, all determined over the course of Yomim Neirom. That Mary Goldberg, in his recently published sefer Meir Panim, has a beautiful vort in Hayoyim Harvas Olam. The Mefarshim ask that Hayom Harvas Olam and Rosh Hashanah should be Hayom Yitziras Olam. What do you mean Hayom Harvas Olam? That it's a can be Loshen Hiroyim. So he suggests that the Rosh Hashanah, the entire year of Tov Shinayin Tes, was an Uber. Kadosh Baruch Hu shaped the Uber in Tov Shin Rosh Hashanah. And just like the life of a person is heavily, overwhelmingly mapped out b'iroyon during pregnancy in the Uber, so Tov Shinayin Tes, Hayoyim Harasim means our world of Tov Shinayin Tes was b'iroyon on Rosh Hashanah. So that's how Keman Maslinu Neidna is a Gzar Din that happened in Rosh Hashanah, happens over the Yom Neirom, and after the Gzar Din, Yofet Tzaoka Afil Liyachim Gzar Din. Question that I want to explore together is, what is the significance of the Gzar Din if Yofet Tzaoka Liyachim Gzar Din? So what does it mean? What does it mean that there was a Gzar Din, there was a decree? There's some Malchus, but we're about to get a daven for it. So what's the difference between the davening in Rosh Hashanah for the Gzar Din? That it should be a good Gzar Din, and the davening after Rosh Hashanah. If the Gzar Din is subject to future tefillas, no. It is Baruch Hu's chesed. It means not much of a Gzar Din. Rabbi Yitzchak himself says, "Arba dvarim koren Gzar Din." Right? Tzaoka, tzedaka, shinei Hashem, shinei Maaseh. No. So what does a Gzar Din mean? What's the chasima of this ksiva? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in Daf, in Kazayin, the Gemara discusses the machlokes of Rabbi Yitzchak, the machlokes anon of Yofe, Tzaoka, Afilu Yachim Gzar Din. The Gemara there says, what is this Gzar Din? Gemara says that this machlokes of whether there's a Gzar Din, whether we can daven or not after the Gzar Din, the Gemara says the Tanya is machlokes anon. Hoyu ad mei roim mishnayim sha'olu lamita. The chulyan shove the chenshnayim sha'olu lagardom vidan bedinan shove. Ze yod vizele yored ze nitsa vizele nitsa. Two people, Rahman al-Islam, became ill. Same disease, same physiological makeup. One, Baruch Hashem, is healthy. The other succumbs. Gemara says, no, where is the difference? Zeh spalel v'nene. Mizeh spalel v'loinene. One daven, the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered. One daven, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't answer. That just begs the question. So what was the difference? Zeh spalel tefillah shleima. One davening, an all-consuming davening, a heart-sick davening, Zeloyos Baruch Tzilishlein. Gemara says, that goof is the Machlokes. Rabbi Elazar says, nothing to do with the davening. It was the Gzar Din, one of the Gzar Din, all the davening in the world could not change that. Anyone didn't have Gzar Din. Rabbi Elazar holds against Rabbi Yitzchak. We don't say, Yofet Tzaok Al Yach Gzar Din. The Gemara says, if Yitzchak omer yofet tzaoke bein koidem uben the acher gzar din. So in the Gemara, it says, does a gzar din, is that, how do we understand Rabbi Yitzchak? Our kasha. U gzar din mi mikra. Now the Gemara discusses in terms of a tzibur. Later on, the Gemara says, lav davka tzibur. So what the Gemara says right now, the maskon applies to any gzar din. U gzar din mi mikra. Akasha? No. So, if it's a Gzar Din, then it can't be changed. If it can be changed, it's not a Gzar Din. So listen to what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Shmuel Barunya, Mishmei Derav, Minayin Gzar Din, again, Shal Tzibur, Lav Davke, She'einoi Nechtam. A Gzar Din is really never sealed. Gemara says, "Ene nechtam, ene, it's not sealed." Voksiv, but Yirmiyahu Navi says, "Nechtam avoynech lefonai." Nechtam avoynech lefonai is nun chof tesmev. Your avoyos are forever stained in front of me. Gemara says, "But Yirmiyahu, that's Yirmiyahu." Perek Dalet. But Yirmiyahu in Perek Beis says, Kibsi Meiro'o Libech. In Perek Dalet he says, Kibsi Meiro'o Libech. Yushalayim can cleanse itself of its stain. Perek Beis, Ki yim techabsi b'nese v'tirbi loch v'iris nechtam avoynech lefonai. You can wash with as much soap or cleanses in the world and their neighbor is forever stained. The Gemara says, Chasimas Hadin is equivalent to a Kasimas Hadin with a Chof. The Gemara says, the Gzar Din is not necessarily the decree, it's not the action that person or the consequence. The Gzar Din, the Chasimas Hadin, is that the stain remains in the person. The Chasimas Hadin, according to this Gemara, when we refer to the Rosh Hashanah Yikasev and the Yonson Kibri Yechasev, when we say Chosmenu L'chaim, what we're really saying is Kadosh Baruch Hu, remove the stain, remove the hashpah, remove the influence of the chayim. The Chasimas Hadin, we ask the Kasha, what is a Chasimas Hadin if Yofet Sa'okal Yachar Chasimas Hadin? The Gemara says the Chasimas Hadin is not the imprint of the consequence of the punishment. The Chasimas Hadin is the imprint of the chait on the person. And Yom Kippur, when we're mispowel for a Chasima Tova, we're mispallel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove the ashpa, the influence of the chait that it has on the person. And if Rachmana Litzlan, the person's davening is unsuccessful, it is truly unsuccessful, Rachmana Litzlan, then it means that the kesem, the stain that the chait has made on the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unwilling to let go of. Kim te chabsi ben nese ve tibi lech beris nechtam avenich lefona. Mesuz Yishorim points out that that's why we review chatoim from previous years. Because he says that a chait is also a kesem, it's also a stain. And sometimes we're successful and the first washing removes the stain entirely. But sometimes the stain is set and the first washing fades the stain. It's the second and the third until the stain becomes unrecognizable. Gemara says if you want to understand the significance of this insight that the Gemara is giving us about the Chasimas Hadin, about we're mispallel for an Yom Kippur. Of course we're mispallel that Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant us Mish'alos Libeinu v'Shefa Brachos. But we're mispallel on Yom Kippur as well that Kadosh Baruch Hu should have the Rachmanis to remove any kind of influence that comes from the outside that's anchoring us down and not allowing us to rise up. Any kind of things that we've picked up, or misjudgments that we've made, or flaws in our character that sometimes we're not able to see beyond. Laura says in Rosh Hashanah, in Yuma, in Pei Vav and Beis, Heichi Domi Baal Tshuva. What's a Baal Tshuva? Omer Yehuda Kigoyin, Shabbos the Yogurt Varavela, Pam Rishono Shnia, Venitsa Lemena. Yehuda says about Shuva, we're more familiar with the Rambam calling this Shuva Gemura. Helicha Shabbos the Yogurt Varavela, person is Nechshal, and the Avela tempts him once again, once, twice, Venitsa Lemena. The Baruch Hu helps him that he's not nechshal. Mechir Rabbi Yehuda be'oisa isha be'oisa perik be'oisa mokin. Yehuda says that Baal Tshuva is if he was tempted in the exact same place, the exact same woman, be'oisa perik, in the exact same proof of life, the same level of passion. That's a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda says, how could it be? And tshuva is only complete if one was tempted again. When he's never tempted, because Baruch Hu doesn't bring a person's way again, so he doesn't have tshuva. We daven every day, shaloli day nisoyin. So that means we're davening never to have a tshuva gemurah. So when we're innocent, of course, we don't want and wish upon ourselves that kind of nisoyin. But we have to work on ourselves and increase our Yiras Shemayim so that we will be convinced. Maybe a day at Talumus, as the Rambam says, Yod Allah, that would we be tempted? Would it be the Oysa Perek? Would it be Oysa Isha? Then we would not be Nechshon. But the Rashi and the Gemara there explains it more differently. Rashi says, Sha'ova Shoma Aveira Voice Perek, we took Shadoyna Mikol Vokol is man, Shinich Shalvai Kvar. Heyachi Dami Bal Tshuva, if a person is in the exact same place, exact same frame of mind and time of his life, and it's the same temptation. Yitzroi Nizgaber Allah the Oimer Lai. Then there's a voice inside that says, Re'ei Plainus, you see this woman that you're in Nitsha? You see this website in which you're in Nitsha? You see this Nida Gura? Ve'oi Sein Malkin, and I'm in the same place. Ve'oi Sein Perek, and I'm emotionally in the same frame of mind. Yitzhak Ms. Gabriola Boimer, the Yitzhak says, Kum Asei Mash or Sisa Kvar. You can do it again. Hey, Chidomi Bal Tshuva. The view that says you don't know Bal Tshuva is not saying the Pshat of the Rambam, the Vinay Yoyna, that we get tested in the same way. Rashi says that if we find ourselves in the same place, then there's a voice inside that says, you haven't really moved on. We could have moved on. But there's a voice inside that says, you haven't really moved on. Because it's the same person. Because you're nichshol in this place. In this perek. Who must say? You can do it again. Happened once. Haven't really changed. Heichi dami bal tshuva. When a person is able to reject that voice inside. And when the voice says, Asei ma shosisa kvar, you can be misgaber and say, no. I may be in the same physiological and physical space, but I'm not there anymore. In my mind, the greatest illustration of this Rashi, of this concept of Kesem, of this Chasimas Adin that we're mispallel for. We're mispallel to be free of the Kesem of the Chait. We're mispallel that would we be in the exact same place and the voice is heard, Kum Asei Mashasisa Kvar, that we will not be Nirshal. One Gemara that catches this idea, penetrating Gemara, Gemara Bishlok Shem Yechon. So we all know the beginning of the story of Rabbi Yechon and Rishlokish. We all know how Rishlokish was a man of great physical strength, how Rishlokish was a gladiator, he was young, he was a pirate. We know that he saw Rabbi Yechon on the other side of a lake. He mistook him for a woman. Yechon was an unusually handsome person. We have this picture of Shlokish diving into the water in order to swim across frantically. And the disappointment he must have had when he saw that it wasn't a beautiful woman, it was a Yechon. And we know Yechon in place of a Shlokish, Chemech or a Raisa. And the Shlokish says, to Rabbi Yechonon, Yechid and says to Mishlokish, come with me, use your koiches. In the Beis HaMedrash, and Mishlokish says to Rabbi Yochanan, come with me. Because with your good looks, you can have kol ta'anugi v'anois olam. And we know that Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a sister who is much prettier than I. You come with me, you can marry my sister. Kachave. We know that Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish grew to be one of the sources that we study day in and day out. We know that Rabbi Yochanan was correct. He used all of his powers of focus, his ability to focus, that jumped, that pushed him to dive and to swim across. And he used it lay rice. He would study a text 40 times. You know what? Koyches ha-nefesh, it requires the chazer 40 times. And that was in preparation to meet Rabbi Yochanan. He peppered Rabbi Yochanan with 24 questions after every single shiur. He was Rabbi Yochanan's right-hand man. When he offended, Rosh Lakish offended the Nasi and was banished, Rabbi Yochanan begs for Rosh Lakish to come back. He says, I'm missing my right-hand man. But then the story did not have a good ending. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Pei Dalim and Aleph that there was a machlekes in the Beis HaMedrash about a certain weapon, whether it's makabel tumah or not. Kodim malach, achim malach. And Rosh Lakish had an opinion. And Rosh Lakish said, it's makabel tumah. And Rabbi Yochanan says to Rosh Lakish, no, Lista Yusa, this is your field. You're a pirate, you're a bandit. It's your field, you should paskin like it. Rabbi Yochanan probably meant to say that Rosh Lakish, look what happened to Rosh Lakish. He used to use weapons as a way of overpowering another person. He used to use weapons to rob and to steal. Now he's using his understanding of weapons to understand the intricacies of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. But that's not what Rosh Lakish heard. Choresh Daite. Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish heard, Umay Ahanisli. So if I'm still a robber and a pirate, what have you done for me? Rosh Lakish heard that he still had the stain, the kesem of his early years. But Rabbi Yochanan still stung, as never really having the Gzar Din that we daven for. Never having that Chasimah Sedin. Hosom Kori Revi, Hoche Revi Kori. They used to call me the rabbi amongst the pirates. So now you once again call me the rabbi amongst the pirates. We know that Rabbi Yochanan said to Rosh Lakish, but as karvas tachas kanti ashchina, your life is different. In the Beis HaMedrash, your world is different. We know that Rabbi Yochanan was unable to bring Rosh Lakish back. And ultimately both Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish succumbed to that one moment when Rabbi Yochanan referred to him once again as Listor. That's not what we're going to focus on, although it's a penetrating Musar Haskel. How one phrase, one word can be misinterpreted and can ruin lives. We focus on Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish had achieved far beyond his early years. But when he heard that he wasn't transformed, when he heard that Rabbi Yochanan still remembered the star, and then he felt that I can really never grow. So it's true, in the Beis HaMedrash, but I'm the pirate in the Beis HaMedrash. It's true, I can daven, but I'm the pirate who daven. And if that's what happened, then I can't really move beyond the Chasimah Sedin. I'll tell you a story that I just heard a few days ago. There was a huge Talmud Chacham. He learned by Aaron Kotler. He learned by Rav Chanan, Kletsk and Ivanovich. And then he learned for 10 years by Rav Baruch Ber. This Jew was in Siberia. While he was in Siberia, he held on to the notebooks that he had by Rav Baruch Ber. And Adayim Mazer, the family has those notebooks. You know what it means to hold on to 10 years of shiurim, to carry them through Siberia, and the notebooks are in pristine condition. This Jew, when he came to America, had to support his family. So he became a researcher for a person who did not write Al Taras HaKodesh. The family told me that because of that, this Talmud Chacham never went to visit his Rebbe Baron Kotler. I met a cheshbon. I know where this person worked. I know where Baron Kotler lived with Sal, and he wasn't in Leipzig. So that means that this Jew came to work every day and was maybe 40 blocks away from Baron Kotler. Maybe it was a 15-minute walk. Imagine the moment he'd go back to the Rebbe of his youth. Imagine what that moment would have been. Imagine having easy access to one of the Gedolei HaDor. Being maybe a 15-20-minute walk every single day. And never coming back for that moment of reminiscing Shiurim, Torah, Baruch Ber. They could reminisce, like, who else could reminisce that way for years in class? Why not? Because he was afraid that Rav Aaron would ask him, where are you working? What are you doing? And I heard the story, it was so painful. But then I thought that's exactly where we're holding now. Erev Yom HaKodesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to us, I never wanted to be afraid of my question. I never wanted to have to come in daven and daven and saying, I know, but I need. Because Rahul wants us to come and daven with a freed and unanchored and untethered heart. Because Rahul says, Kibsi Meirolach, I'm giving you a Yom Kippur. So that we can go forward, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will never say to us, Mistah. He'll never say to us, there's a, it's a Chavsi Kevoris. Give us a Yom Kippur, so that Mitzoy Yom Kippur will be able to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and never, never have to be afraid of him saying, where have you been? Where were you? That's the avodah we have ahead of us. And that's the great accomplishment that Kadosh Baruch Hu is holding out for us. We have less than 24 hours to prepare for the Yom HaKodesh. 24 hours to have mekabel gidrei tshuva. And then if we have 24 hours, we revel in the closeness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's holding out for us, Achsimas Adin. What kind of Achsimas Adin? Achsimas Adin that will remove any kind of anchor, any kind of sense of that I cannot rise up against the previous bad judgment. That will remove any kind of tethering to the mistake that we may have made. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to say, Yeshua Hashem b'motzei. You see, Kroy Ve'lov, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, come through a Yom Kippur, and you'll have the Birchas Yom HaKodesh, and you'll have a sense of refreshedness and newness, the sense of being free of any mistake we have made, may have made, and have easy access to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so that our tefillos, the yachigs, our din, will not only be yofa, will be only yofa. His Rebbeinu should bless us all with the Birkas Yom HaKadosh, with the opportunity he provides, with Hashem, give us all shefa brachos mishmei morim. Shehashem yamalei mishalos libchem l'toyva. I'm going to tell you.